Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Good afternoon, Jan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. DSTV. What's going on with DSTV?
Well, they are in the fight for their lives, I think, thanks to the likes of Netflix and video on demand in general. We conducted a survey. This is actually always quite interesting to do because of the broad audience that My Broadband has, humble brag. We get pretty good results on our surveys, and it's a pretty good poll of the sort of the early adopters in South Africa. So it's a very cool way to see where the early adopters and tech savvy people of South Africa, IT professionals, executives, and so on, where they fall on a particular question. And so we asked them, what will you do if DSTV increases its price again? Will you keep paying or will you cancel? And an incredible amount of people said that they would cancel if DSTV increases its prices again next year. So 81% said that they will cancel their DSTV accounts if the price increases in 2019. And it's actually interesting if you take a look at DSTV's subscriber numbers before and after Netflix, and then also what's been happening with DSTV premium subscribers with price increases every year. It's like it reached a magical threshold, you know, combination of factors, Netflix pricing, all that stuff, in 2015, and then just suddenly DSTV started losing premium subscribers.
Very interesting. Yeah, and another story. This is absolutely fascinating. The three signs that you are about to get robbed by an internet scam.
There are obviously a lot more than three signs, but these three dead giveaways. It was very neatly put together by the author of this article. The first one that you need to look out for is if you're asked to provide extensive personal details for anything. There's a payment waiting for you, and then you respond to that and they go, okay, great. Now give us all these personal details before we proceed. If something guarantees a particular interest rate, that is a big warning sign. Alarm bell should be going off. And the trick of telling you that this is a limited offer or you're going to lose out, you know, if you don't act now, you know, this is a limited time deal. Anything like that is a big warning sign. I mean, even if it's from just a shop, it's a pretty dark pattern to do something like that. It speaks to a sort of very primitive part of humans, that whole FOMO thing, fear of missing out. You don't want to miss out on a great deal because you didn't act fast enough. And so it activates that sort of a very primitive part of our brain. So learn to recognize those things. And then, not only will you see a particular ad for what it's trying to do, but also protect yourself from possible scams. And then, of course, you know, as I said, many other things that you could that are dead giveaways, bad grammar,
email
addresses.
Yeah, except with Cathay Pacific. Because Cathay Pacific, you know, when you're marking a plane, chances are it is still Cathay Pacific, even if they left out the F.
Yep, it is entirely possible.
Okay, and a telecom customer got blacklisted after failing to pay a cancelled account. This is story.
Ludicrous.
What is going on? This is a whole new level of incompetence.
This is yes, as you say, just an extension of the story that we've been covering week after week as we've been talking about people that have been struggling to cancel their telecom packages, you know, whether it's your DSL or whether it's your mobile phone. People are struggling to get out of telecom. And now here's a person who managed to get the cancellation and then they got blacklisted. It's just unbelievable. Telkom once again said that this was a problem with their cancellation process from earlier in the year that's resulted in this problem happening later down the line. They promised that they've started the process of delisting the person from the credit bureau's blacklist.
Really? You can never really delist somebody from a credit list.
You can. It depends on what's happened. But yes, I mean, if there are certain things that can get you there and are sort of a negative strike against you for a long period. If it's just that you haven't paid a bill, for example, then it's sort of a standard process. You get handed over to lawyers. The lawyers have you registered, and then when your debt is completely paid, including your lawyer's fees, the lawyers are supposed to take you back off again. If that's what this was, just a simple, unpaid bill, and nothing more hectic than that, you haven't been declared insolvent or anything.
Yeah.
Then you can get taken off fairly easily, mercifully.
Jan, that is unfortunately where we leave it. I feel like we've always just got so much more to talk about. Like, I want to just sit with you in a room and just talk about tech and all these stories, but I'm going to catch your other stories on mybroadband.co.za, and thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you next week. That's Jan Vermeulen. He's editor-at-large for My Broadband, and they've got fascinating stories. Go and check it out. There's a reason that they are the number one